The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Eric Metaxas is the number one New York Times bestselling author, the Bonhoeffer expert. He's written Is Atheism Dead? And about a million other books. He's the host of the Eric Metaxas Show, which is heard nationally on hundreds of radio stations around the country, as well as broadcast on TV on TBN. And he's going to be my traveling companion over a lot of these cities for the big Battleground Talkers Tour coming up in a couple of weeks. Eric, it's great having you on the program. Are you ready for our multi-city extravaganza in October?
Listen, I am so looking forward to it. I wish we could start right away. I know it's going to be fun. But, you know, Mike, you know better than anybody, it's about truth. It's about saving America. And I have to tell you, the passion that comes up in my life, when I think about this nation and those who have died for our liberties,
sure.
And I think about so many people who don't get it, they're keeping silent, they're saying whatever, I don't want to be political, I'm tired of the battle. And I think to myself, okay, if you call yourself some kind of Christian, because I've never written a book in my life aimed at just the church.
Right.
My books are for everybody. But I say, if you call yourself any kind of a Christian and you are being silent right now in the face of evil, in the face of the things that are happening in every direction, most Americans see the craziness. If you're being silent, God will hold you to account, because the German church was silent in the 30s. They had all kinds of reasons for being silent. They thought they had good biblical reasons. We're just going to preach the gospel. We don't want to get involved in politics. And that country went to hell. We've never seen anything like it. The 20th century was a nightmare, and I say it's because of the silence of the church, and that is why I wrote this book, because the American church is today mostly being silent as the grave. God will not hold us guiltless for the silence. People need to understand, if you call yourself some kind of Christian, you have a duty to speak the truth, and if somebody wants to say, oh, you're being political, you need to ignore it. You need to speak the truth, because lives depend on it.
Sure.
The nation depends on it. The whole world depends on it.
It's literally life and death. Eric's book, Letter to the American Church, is out today, and I can't wait to get my hands on it, because this is an issue that I have struggled with for years. Eric, maybe you can help me with some clarity here. Why are progressives afraid to call evil evil? When you sit around and when you defend infanticide, or you justify late-term abortion, for example, and I know abortion is a contentious issue and people argue about viability, there can be no debate about a late-term abortion. There's no debate about infanticide. Just this week, Stacey Abrams defended abortion up to the point of birth. How is that not evil? And Eric, why are so many people afraid to call evil evil?
Well, that's exactly the point, Mike. That is what is so astonishing. First of all, I'll tell you what. In America, we have been so spoiled in America. We've been so blessed in this country that we could actually delude ourselves into thinking that there's no such thing as real evil. Well, if you talk to my mother, who grew up in Nazi Germany, which became communist East Germany, you talk to my dad, who lived through the war, saw the communists trying to take over. There is evil in the world. There is hunger in the world. And my family experienced it. There are tons of people listening right now. They know people who've experienced it. They've experienced it. If you have tasted it, you say, we need to fight
right
against this wickedness. There are children's lives at stake. But in America, there are many people, just like Germans in the 30s, they're lulled into the sense of, you know, I don't need to do anything. I just need to talk nice, just to preach the gospel, the message of Jesus. And I think to myself, the message of Jesus is speak against evil. Do not be silent when evil is happening. So many people have persuaded themselves, number one, evil is this thing that happens to other people.
Right.
It will never happen here. It can't happen here.
Right.
We're too wonderful. It doesn't happen. The Germans believed that in the 30s, and they were silent as Hitler rose in power. And there are always going to be voices in the church telling you what you want to hear, telling you, we don't do politics here. What does that mean? If you're in 1840s America, are you not going to speak against slavery? Do you know about slavery? Do you think that's not a gospel issue to speak against the evil of the slave trade and of slavery? And there are always voices are going to say, oh, don't talk about that. That's political. That's divisive. You might push people away. You might push people away from Jesus. I'm here to tell you, first of all, number one, we're supposed to be obedient to God and to call evil evil. And you can say it nicely. You can say it harshly. But being silent is no option. And the fact of the matter is that we are living in a world where there are tons of Christian leaders saying that that's an option. Just don't go there. Don't let somebody call you. You might be called a Christian nationalist. You might be called a name. And I think to myself, people have given their lives for liberty, and you're afraid to be called a name. People have given their lives for their faith, and you're afraid to be called names. And this is an epidemic in the church today.
Well,
and I just have to tell you, Mike, I don't want to see that happen in America, but it is happening in America.
You address
right
it
now.
You address it in the book, and I know of all the books you've written, this is arguably the most important one you've ever written. Go to ericmetaxas.com to order his book. It's available wherever books are sold. Letter to the American Church by Eric Metaxas. Eric, keep fighting the good fight. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. I hope you don't snore on the plane.
God bless you, Mike. No, thanks for having me.
God bless you. No snoring allowed. Eric Metaxas here on the Mike Gallagher Show.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.